Hello and welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and each week we bring you a classic show from radio's golden age. Each October for Halloween, we choose a lineup of mystery and horror shows. Radio takes advantage of the best special effects on the planet, created by your imagination. This week we have two shows by a giant talent in the horror genre, Arch Oboler. We have two of his masterpieces, Poltergeist and The Organ. First, we have Poltergeist. The story begins when three city girls arrive for a getaway in the countryside. As they walk through an old graveyard, well, I'll let Arch Oboler tell the story. Enjoy Lights Out, Poltergeist, first broadcast October 20th, 1942 on CBS.
Ironized Yeast presents
Lights Out, Everybody.
It is later than you think.
This is Arch Oboler bringing you another in our series of stories of the unusual. And once again, we caution you, these lights-out stories are definitely not for the timid soul. So we tell you calmly and very sincerely, if you frighten easily, turn off your radio now. But if you're fascinated by the mysterious, the fantastic, the unearthly, then anticipate chills in our story of Poltergeist.
In a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey, that was swell. Now let's go to town.
St. Louis woman with her diamond ring, kicking that man around.
No, stop that, Kay.
What's the matter? Am I scaring the horse?
Oh, it seems like a sacrilege singing a song like that out here. This beautiful, clean snow and blue sky.
Well, what's wrong with a hot song to keep us warm? If you think the St. Louis blues is going to dirty up the snow, you ought to hear Frankie and Johnny the way I sing it.
Oh, stop it, Kay. You're not funny at all. Why can't you enjoy the fresh air without that cabaret sort of thing?
Oh, just an old-fashioned gal, eh, Florence? How about you, Edna? Don't you like my songs either? You haven't said anything for the last 5 minutes.
Well, I haven't been listening to you, to tell the truth. I love to watch the snow, sort of. Flow along under the sleigh.
When you say that, gal, smile. Gosh, did you ever see more snow in your life?
The man at the hotel said it had been snowing on and off up here for 2 weeks.
I think coming out here to the country's the best thing we three have done since we started rooming together. Hiking in the snow's terribly healthy.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. The healthier I get, the worse I feel.
Crazy idiot.
She does say the funniest things, doesn't she? I always say that Kay ought to...
Whoa!
Hallelujah, we're here.
Is this as far as we go, driver?
That's right, miss. Can't go no further down this road, account of the drift.
Oh, my goodness. The drifts are too deep for a horse. How can we walk through them?
I second the motion.
Well, you young ladies don't have to worry none, so long as you keep going down the valley over there. Snow ain't piled up that way all the way to Ma Jenkins.
Oh, well, that's marvelous. Come on, girls. Let's get started.
So long. Take care of yourselves, girls.
Come on, Ed. Goodbye,
Miss Jenkins. Listen to the snow talking at us.
It's very dry snow. Our feet rub particles of it together and the Ooh. Friction makes a sound.
It's kind of scary, isn't it?
Why?
Well, I don't know. It's just as if the snow was sort of trying to talk to us. I mean, as if it was angry at our trespassing.
Hey, don't tell me we're trespassing. I don't want any country squire taking any pot shots at my constitutional amendment with rock salt. No, thank you.
Oh, don't talk nonsense, Kay. We're not trespassing. Why, this path through the valley here over to Mrs. Jenkins' house is the favorite hike of everyone who comes up this way during the winter.
What's Mrs. Jenkins got anyway that makes people walk their feet off?
Wait till you taste her cooking.
Eat. Oh, boy, let's go.
It's awfully quiet out here, isn't it?
Oh, that's the glory of it. I've had the roar of the subway in my ears so long. Okay, don't walk so fast.
Come on, look what I found.
Oh, come on, Edna.
Oh, please, let me take your arm. I'm getting out of breath.
Well, take it easy. There's no hurry. Well, what is it, Kay?
Look, through the circle of trees here. Look what I discovered.
Well, isn't that interesting? It's a sort of a natural amphitheater.
Sure. Say, who was this guy, Daniel Boone?
What's an amphitheater?
Well, that means an oval circling place with rising tiers of seats. It's, you know, like that place we went to for the horse show.
Oh.
Back in the times of the Greeks, they had outdoor theaters.
Listen to the professor.
They made use of places just like this, where the ground sloped up and made a sort of a natural arena or stage below.
Theater! That's an idea. Sit down, gals, and I'll give you a special performance of the Kay Follies.
Oh, it's awful snowy here, isn't it?
I'll trample it down with my spring dance. Welcome, sweet spring.
Isn't she a nut, dancing in the snow? If I had that girl's energy.
She's really graceful, isn't she? I'll bet if she went on the stage.
Oh,
Kay!
She fell.
Kay!
Oh.
Kay, did you hurt yourself?
Oh, did I land on my dignity. Here, give me a hand.
Here, I'll help you. There you are.
Oh, did I take a flop?
Did you hurt yourself badly?
I'll live. What in the world did I trip over? Oh, no wonder. Look at that rock under the snow. No wonder I did a nosedive.
Oh,
my
gee.
Goodness. There are rocks like that all over.
Oh.
A person could break their neck if they...
Girls! What's the matter?
What is it?
Kay, the rock you tripped over. It's not a rock.
What are you talking about? Of course it's a rock.
Well, yes, but it's something more than that. It's a tombstone.
Tombstone? Oh, no, it can't be.
Look for yourself. It says, here lies buried the remains of one who, restless in life...
Stop! Don't read any more. Stop!
And all these other stones laying flat on the ground. They're tombstones, too?
Yes.
Whew, what a place to pick to dance.
What's the matter, Edna?
What did you scream for?
Kay, you danced on the grave.
What?
You danced on the grave. I saw you. I saw you do it. You danced on the grave. Okay.
Edna, stop it.
Stop it.
What's come into her? Edna, stop acting
like
that.
Edna, stop, for heaven's sake. Control yourself.
Okay. Kay, I'm so sorry for you. You danced on a grave.
For heaven's sake, stop talking like that. Sure, I danced on a grave.
Well, yes, of course she did. It was perfectly accidental.
And what if it wasn't? What of it?
The poltergeist.
The what?
Edna Hansen, what are you talking about? What's that word you just used?
Poltergeist. Okay, what have you done?
You superstitious little fool. If you don't stop talking that way, I'm going to slap your face. What's the matter with you? I didn't do anything.
You walked on the grave. You danced on the grave.
Edna, be sensible. We all walked on graves, but it was purely accidental.
Yeah.
We had no intention of desecrating them.
It doesn't matter, I tell you. It doesn't matter. The poltergeist, he'll come. I know he will.
Oh, what's the use? She's crazy.
Edna, what are you talking about? What's a poltergeist? What are you so frightened about?
My father, he told me. If you walk on a grave, if you dance on a grave, the poltergeist.
Poltergeist what? What is a poltergeist?
An evil spirit. It comes out of the grave. It kills. It destroys. It'll kill us. It'll kill us all.
Stop it.
It throws things out.
Oh, please.
Lay off that. Will you,
Edna?
But it won't get me. I'll run
Edna,
away.
Come back
I'll
here.
She's gone insane. I'll get her. Edna.
Kay, catch her.
Edna.
Edna, don't run away. Nothing will hurt you. Nothing. Oh, Edna, look out.
Kay. Kay, what happened? That stone. It hit Edna.
Edna. Edna, open your eyes.
Blood. Blood all over her face. Kay, who threw that stone? Who threw it?
I don't know. It came from the graveyard.
Ladies and gentlemen, a deep breath. We all need one before we go on with the story of Kay, Florence, and Edna. The story of Poltergeist on tonight's Lights Out. You and I are rational people, and yet so many strange things are happening today, happening to people all around us. How about you? Are you worried about what's going on to your physical condition? Now, to return to Lights Out. Three girls had started on a happy holiday. Now one of them has been gravely injured.
Now, girls,
take it easy. Take it easy.
Oh, doctor, she won't die. Tell me she won't die.
No, no, of course not.
And you're sure that her skull isn't fractured?
Oh, absolutely not. Maybe a little concussion, that's all.
Well, it's almost 5. Our train. Can we get someone to help us carry her down to the station so we can get her on board?
Board? I'm telling you, that little friend of yours shouldn't be moved out of bed for a week. If you do, well, it might be just too bad.
Oh, Flo, what'll we do? You go home, Kay. I'll stay with her. Oh, no, you won't. I'm not leaving you here alone in this godforsaken place. If you stay, I stay too. Kay, please be sensible. Why should we all lose our jobs when you can...
If you'll excuse me, you ladies, I've got to be on my way.
Oh, yes, of course, Doctor. Is there anything more you can do for Edna, Doctor? Any medicine or something?
Nope, I've done all I can do. She's sleeping comfortable now. Miss?
Yes, Doctor?
The constable's sick, too, you know, and he's sort of dependent on me to keep things straight. Now, just how did you say that little friend of yours got hurt?
Well, it was just the way we explained, Doctor. That rock came flying and...
Yes, yes, I know, but who threw the rock?
We don't know.
What?
That's true, Doctor. We don't know.
But somebody threw it. You can't change facts. Somebody threw the rock that cracked her head.
For heaven's sakes, old man, you don't think we did it?
No, okay, miss,
don't
I didn't...
get excited. Doctor, you've got to believe us. It happened just the way we said. All at once, that rock came flying through the air from the direction of the graveyard. It struck Edna, and we just didn't see who threw it.
All right, if that's your story. Well, you better stay in your rooms here. I mean, you better not be leaving until the constable's on his feet and has a chance to talk with you. I'll be back in a few hours and see how the girl is.
He doesn't believe us.
What difference does it make? We know what we saw.
But what did we see?
She was running. She fell.
Kay?
Well?
Let's not fool ourselves. There was no one there to throw that rock.
There must have been.
But there wasn't.
Stop saying that!
Aren't you brave enough to face facts? There wasn't any place for anyone to hide. I saw that stone. It seemed to come down out of the air. So slowly.
Florence, if you don't stop talking like that...
You remember what Edna said? It throws things.
Stop looking at me like that. You're giving me the jitters.
She said the poltergeist throws things. Spirit of evil.
Florence, Rob, have you gone crazy too?
Why should we laugh at things like that? What right have we got to laugh? How do we know there aren't powers we can't see or understand? Powers of evil that revenge and insult just like an evil man. Kay, how do we know?
What are you talking like that for? What are you trying to scare me for? You're supposed to be the most intelligent one of us all. You with your college degrees. Sure, sure, I danced on the grave. But the dead are dead and they can't revenge a thing. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of anything. I tell you, it's not... What?
It's Edna.
Come on.
Edna, we're coming to you. Don't be afraid. We're coming.
Open the door, Florence. It's not locked.
It's stuck. It won't...
Here, let me. Edna, what is it? What?
Edna, what? On your head. Oh.
Hey, what's going on here? I run a decent place, and I don't want you...
The girl on the bed. Her head. It's crushed flat in by a rock. God in heaven. It's not a rock. It's a tombstone.
I wish I could cry, but I haven't got any more tears.
Oh, Edna. Edna.
Florence, darling, please. You'll kill yourself if you keep on like that. Oh, if this horrible night would only end.
It was my fault. Mine. I was the one who got her out here.
She didn't want to go. She hates the country. But I made her come. I made her.
No, you're not the one to blame. I am. I danced on the grave.
But she was so good. So sweet. Oh, why did it have to be Edna? Why?
You're right. It wasn't right for it to be her, was it?
Oh, no.
I did it, not her. I did it. I danced on the grave. I danced on the grave.
You can't deny what you see with your own eyes.
But I tell you, Doc, nobody could have carried that tombstone up the steps without me seeing him, could they?
But there it is, ain't it?
Yeah. There it is.
Either somebody's playing a terrible joke, or...
You don't have to say it, Doc. I know.
That's just the trouble. You don't know, and I don't know, and nobody knows.
Yeah. And that tombstone.
Well, what about the tombstone?
I ain't quite sure, but that's a tombstone out of the old burying grounds up at the bend.
You're crazy.
No, I ain't either.
Well, that place is a good 3 miles from here.
Yeah. I know.
Who could have carted a heavy stone like that for 3 miles?
Yeah. Who?
Stop looking like that, you flap-eared old fool. Human hands carried that stone in here and killed that girl?
Sure.
Yeah, the constable will find out who did it the minute he's on his feet again. You wait and see.
No, he won't, Doc. You're smarter than me and all that, but this time you're wrong. There ain't nobody that takes in breath and leaves out breath like you and me. The constable's going to find out who killed that girl. You know that, Doc.
No, stop talking. I wish the constable was here and this night was over. It's been a terrible night. Terrible.
Terrible clock. Ticking.
Yeah, I know. I've been sitting here listening to it.
I can't stand it anymore. I'll stop it.
Why bother with it?
Come on to bed, Kay. Please. There's no use sitting there. It won't help her.
Yeah. Nothing can help her. But maybe I can help you.
Me?
It was my fault. Mine. I was the reason it happened. It killed her, and it'll kill you and me, too, unless I stop.
No, don't say that.
It's true. But why should you be hurt? I'm to blame, not you. Listen, Flo. I'll go out there.
There?
Out there to the graveyard.
What?
I'll talk to her.
Kay.
I'll tell her I didn't mean to do it.
No.
That I didn't know where I was dancing.
Please.
Maybe somehow it'll hear. Listen to me, and then it won't hurt
oh,
you.
No, I won't let you go out there. It'll kill
but
you.
But Florence...
It'll kill you, too.
But Florence...
No, I'll hold you. You can't go. You can't.
All right.
Come on to bed, Kay, please. In the morning, things will be different.
But it won't.
Nothing will hurt us. And then they're right outside the door. They won't let anything get at us. Oh, please, Kay, please, come to bed.
Yeah.
We'll pray.
Pray? I don't exactly know how.
Just say anything. Anything. Like this. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Now you.
If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take.
Kay? Kay, are you asleep? I can't sleep anymore. Kay, tomorrow, I mean when it gets light and everything, do you think people will believe us? Do you think so, Kay? I'm not quite sure what happened. I always used to be so sure about things. And now I'd... Kay? Kay, where are you? Kay, where... The window. She went out the window. She's gone out there. To the graveyard. To talk To it. Okay, why did you go? Why did you go?
I'll go out there, too. Oh, she'll be so frightened out there alone. I'll go, too.
I'll go, too.
Oh, so cold. And snow so sharp, cutting my legs. Oh, why did you go out there, Kay? Why did you? I've got to find you. The wind. Oh, why doesn't the wind stop? Blow, blow, thou winter wind. Thou art not so unkind as...
Oh, I've got to find you, Kay. I've got to find you. It's snowing. I love snow. Edna didn't like snow. Where are you, Kay? Where are you? I've lost my way. I've lost the road. Where are you, Kay? Kay, where are... Oh, Kay. I heard you, Kay. I heard you. I'm coming to you, Kay. We'll talk to it. We'll talk to it together. We'll tell it we didn't mean any harm, won't we, Kay? Won't we? Poor Edna. We can't help her, Kay. We can't help Edna. But I'm coming to help you, Kay. I'm coming. I'm coming. Yes, I hear you. I hear you. I'm coming, darling. I'm coming to help. I'm coming to help you. I'm coming. I'm coming. I hear you. I hear you calling my name. I hear you. Yes. Yes, I hear you. I hear you. Where are you? Where are you? No! No!
This way, Hooper. They must have come this way.
Climbing out the window like that in the middle of the night. They must have gone crazy, the both of them.
Well, let's not worry about that now. We've got to find them. Here, give me that lantern.
What is it, Doc? What have you found?
A shoe. One of the girl's shoes.
By gosh, stuck in the snow. We're going the right way.
Come on, move fast. We've got to get to them.
Doc, look at this.
What is it?
Over there. Ain't these footprints?
Yes. Yes. Yes, that's right. Footprints. Hello, up ahead. Hello.
Doc, we're getting pretty close to the old burying grounds.
Well?
Maybe. Oh, look here, Doc. Let's not be fools. Let's wait till morning.
What? Let those frightened girls freeze to death? Get along.
But, Doc, I...
You come with me, or the whole town will know what a yellow-livered no-good you are.
All right. All right. You don't have to get so sore, Doc.
Hello! Hello! Anybody up there? Hello!
Doc! Doc, look!
What?
There they are. Up ahead.
Glory be, they're alive. The both of them. Come on.
Doc. Doc, look at them. That's the burying ground up there. And they're dancing. Dancing on the graves.
Well, they must be out of their heads. Come on, we've got to stop them.
Doc! Doc, wait for me. Oh, Doc, it's Doc again. Where are they, Doc? Where are the girls? Have they stopped dancing?
Yes.
Huh?
They've stopped dancing. Did they ever dance?
What are you talking about, Doc? We saw them. We saw them dancing in this place with our own eyes.
Did we? The moonlight. Here it comes again. See with your eyes again. girls froze stiff to the ground, each with her head crushed by a tombstone. Mr. Obler, would you mind telling us, me, whether there actually are such things as poltergeists?
All I can tell you is this. There are authenticated records in existence that, in the city of London on the 27th day of April, 1872, from 4 p.m. on a Thursday until 11:30 at night, a certain room in a certain house was deluged by stones thrown from no apparent source. The London police surrounded the house, but they found no trace of whoever or whatever was throwing those stones with a murderous violence.
I see. So much for poltergeist. But what about next week?
That's something I'll tell you about in a moment.
Good. Fair enough. Then if you need more vitamin B and iron, ask your druggist for the genuine, the one and only, ironized yeast tablets. And now, Mr. Obler, what happens next week?
Well, anything can happen, but specifically next week, Mangara, a strange title and a strange story. The power of suggestion. The dictators have shown us to what evil purposes that power can be used. Well, next week, a man who... but that, as usual, is next week.
Yes. Lights Out, written and directed by Arch Obler, will come to you again next Tuesday at the same time. Be sure to listen for the amazing story of Mangara. And if you need more vitamin B and iron, be sure to try ironized yeast, the one and only ironized yeast, with the big letters IY on the package and on each tablet. It is later than you think.
You're listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web, with your host, Justine Ward. Next, we have another episode of Lights Out by the great Arch Obler. And he is also the host of this episode. This is one of the early episodes that originated in Chicago. When a family rents out an old Victorian mansion, it seems like a bargain, but maybe they aren't alone in that house. Lights Out, Oregon, first broadcast May 12, 1937 on NBC.
Lights out, everybody.
Twenty is 80 and 20 is 100. Perfectly correct. $100 rental for 2 months. And now, it's a matter of a receipt, of course.
If you don't mind.
Not at all. Not at all, Mr. Cook. Do business in a business-like way is my motto. We aren't a very large firm, but service supreme is our motto. Well, what did I do with my receipt book? So careless of me. In this pocket?
Any old piece of paper will do.
No. Here we are. I had it in this pocket all the time. I'll just sit down over there and write it out for you.
Well, darling?
Well, such is simply unbelievable.
$50 a month for a furnished Grand Central Palace like this one. Beautiful? There's something wrong in the woodpile someplace.
Well, do you really think so?
Oh, of course not. I'm only kidding.
Well, this old house seems to kill me somehow. It's so full of shadows.
Oh, nonsense. You're letting the storm outside affect you. You were always afraid of lightning, you know.
Well, there was a blinding flash just as we came in the drive. It illuminated the whole house. It seemed to glower at us, almost forbidding us to enter.
There you go, letting your imagination work overtime. At $50 a month, we're getting a marvelous bargain. I only hope Service Supreme over there gets the receipt made out before he changes his mind. Hey, where's Billy?
Sleeping. Over there on the sofa.
Yeah, he made himself right at home pretty quick, didn't he?
The fact is, Papa.
What? Now, that's libel. I never curled up on a strange sofa.
What?
Without at least three drinks and a proper introduction. Anyway, I'll
think... Oh, quiet. Here comes Service Supreme.
Yeah.
Yes. Here we are, folks. Money received, he's right and proper. I hope you'll be quite satisfied here. Quite.
Oh, I'm sure we will be. As you can see, our little boy has made himself at home already.
Cute little fellow. I do hope he'll be quite all right. Well, I must be getting along. Business, you know. Moving in at once, aren't you?
Well, we planned to...
Yes. You told me you were. Well, good luck and goodbye, Mrs. Crook.
Mr. Crook, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, I wasn't here in a hurry to get out.
Service Supreme till the minute the rent's paid, and then it's exit extraordinary. Well, I better go get the things in out of the car. Gosh, dear, I never thought we'd spend the summer in a mid-Victorian mansion, did you? Huh? Dear, I'm talking to you.
Hmm? Oh, I'm sorry.
Why the pensive look? What are you thinking about?
Of what that man said.
What man? Oh, you mean Service Supreme, huh?
Yes.
Well, what pearl of wisdom did he spout?
Well, remember when you looked at Billy sleeping there?
Yeah.
He said, I do hope he'll be all right.
Yeah, so he did. So what?
The way he said it.
go on. Say, you'll have to get some help in to clean up this place. Looks like my fraternity house used to after we threw a dance.
Chuck!
Huh? What are you staring at? Huh?
What are you doing in there?
Hey. Boy, Billy, you startled us.
What are you doing in here?
Chuck, he must be the caretaker the real estate man told us about.
Oh, yes, sir.
You answer me. What are you doing here? Answer me.
Chuck, what's the matter with that man?
Look here, old boy. You don't have to throw any catfish. We rented this place from Service Supreme. I mean, what's his name, Mr. Hawkins, that real estate man up in town?
Rented?
Sure. Here's a receipt. $100 for the next 2 months.
2 months?
Yeah, I know it isn't much, but it's all the fellow wanted, and so that's all he got. Of course, with all due respect to you, caretaker, you are the caretaker, aren't you?
Yes. I.
Huh? Well, good, then I can speak freely. As I was saying, the rental doesn't seem like much, but after all, big as it is, it's a pretty crummy old place.
Chuck.
Well, it is. That real estate fella said there hadn't been anyone living here regularly for 20 years since these people, what's the name, all died.
Randall.
Huh? What'd you say? What did he say, Ann?
I don't know, but he frightened me.
Randall. Mr. and Mrs. and Paula.
Oh, Reynolds. Yeah, they're the people that lived here, aren't they? Mr. Who's this real estate said something about...
Get out of here.
Huh?
Get off of here.
Chuck.
You're here, man.
Now, wait a minute, dear. Wait a minute.
Get off. Get off. You don't belong
now.
Here.
We ran out of this place. No one belongs here. No one. And then stop
mine.
Waving your hands around.
20 years.
Stop
mine.
It.
Get out. Get out.
Say, what is it?
You all get out. All of you.
Tuck, he's not.
What with some water? We've got to...
Oh, he's coming, too.
Holy smoke. I thought he popped a valve or something the way he was blowing off. Here, give me a hand. We'll put him up in the other cell. Here you are. Come on.
Take your hands off me.
What?
Take your hands off me.
Oh, now, look here. We just want to help you.
Your hands. Off me.
Tuck, help him get out.
No!
Here, let me get to the door. Here, you...
No. I am all right. I will live longer than anybody. You will have to get out. You will have to get out. No one must stay here.
Hey,
no one. Get out. Hey, get out.
Now, wait a minute. Can you imagine that old duck?
Running off like that.
Boy, oh boy, did we get a bargain. A house and entertainment by a crack nut all for 50 a month.
But why would he so curious?
Don't ask me. I'm no psychiatrist. Oh, well, let's not let old crackpot spoil things. I'll slip him a few bucks in the morning and he'll be all right. Now, let's wake that snoozing son of ours.
Look, he is awake.
Why? You little rascal, you. How long have you been sitting there watching, young man, huh?
A long time. Where are we, Dad?
I'll tell you, Billy Boy. We're in a great, big, beautiful house where you and I and Father are going to have a good time for the next 2 months. Isn't that good news?
Well, why don't you answer your mother, Billy? Aren't you glad we're going to be staying here in the country?
Dad...
Yes, son?
Please, let's get out of here. I'm awful scared.
Like a regular chair.
But just keep your
voice. Oh, that air of ours is keeping so sound it takes Susan's band to wake him up.
Maybe we should have let him sleep with us this one night.
And have him grow up into a lily that falls over at the sight of his own shadow? I know, Mrs. Cook. He sleeps in that room and likes it. Anyway, he's deep in sleep, so that's it. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Good. It's going to take at least 2 bands to wake me up tonight.
Lock all the doors. And the windows.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Oh, now listen, honey.
Please tell me.
I am telling you. House is locked up tighter than a hoose cow. Shutters, doors, everything. I tell you, if that crazy old coot decides to come back to continue his oration, you'll have to use a hacksaw to get in.
I wish it was morning.
Hmm?
Well, you could sort of straighten things out with me. After all, he is the caretaker.
Oh, forget it. We rented the place from the regular agent. If the old boy doesn't like it, well, it's just too bad. Now what? Let's go to sleep, huh?
But, Charles.
Oh, Anne.
But I want to know.
What?
Well, why should he have gotten so excited? It's been worrying me.
Oh. I don't know. Maybe because he thinks we'll need more work.
20 years alone.
Huh? What'd you say?
Oh. I was just wondering. Why this place hasn't been rented or sold all these years?
I don't know.
So could it be?
What?
Oh, nothing.
Hey, are you thinking of... Oh, that's nonsense.
Is it?
Why, sure, just because the house is big and old and has been lived in for a long time doesn't mean that... Oh, I tell you that storybook stuff.
Chuck.
Huh?
Why did Billy say that he was frightened?
Oh, he's just a little kid.
Well, isn't it possible that young children are closer?
To what?
To things that aren't of this world. Huh?
Anne Cope.
But I was just thinking.
We're not thinking things like that. Of all the screwy ideas to get in the middle of the night, in the middle of nowhere. Now, come on. Go to sleep before you give me the jitters, too. Save the ghost talk for tomorrow morning when the sun's shining. It's a little dark and dismal, weird right now to be talking about.
Chuck, listen.
Wrong.
No,
I knew it. Anne. That old man beside, we shouldn't have come here.
Stop.
We shouldn't have.
Anne,
I know the music in the middle of the night.
Now, don't let go like
that.
I'm
scared.
Waiting. Stop. So quiet now.
Yes. Look, did we really hear it?
Like it does when the organ plays in church. Yeah.
Billy.
Oh, he's all right.
Billy.
Oh, Mom, Dad.
Billy, darling, why were you laughing like that? Why, Billy?
Oh, because I've been having fun. Gosh, lots of fun.
Oh, dreams, Anna. You mean you've been having a funny dream?
Gosh, no. Not a dream. Isn't my dad funny, old lady?
Old lady?
Huh?
Who did you say that to, Billy?
She wants me to go downstairs with her to listen to the music.
Music?
But I told her I couldn't go. Not like you said I could go. Can I, Mom? Can I go?
Go. Go where, Billy? Where?
Downstairs like I told you. With her.
Billy, listen to me. Who are you talking about?
Son. I see your mother. Who are you talking about? Yes, and why are you staring at the foot of the bed? What are you looking at?
The old lady, Dad. Don't you see it sitting there?
Oh, her feet.
Huh?
Son. Can't you see her? Funny old lady. I'm trying to see right through her.
Let me get this around you, huh? Kind of a wind blowing in from someplace. You should have stayed upstairs.
No, I couldn't stay upstairs in this hall.
All right, all right. Don't get upset again. Here we three are, and here we stay. Until daylight.
Oh, won't it ever get light again?
Oh, no, honey. Just a few more hours. Gosh, kids are wonderful.
What?
Billy. Look at him there. Asleep as if nothing had happened.
He doesn't know anything, big.
No, lucky kid. Ah, you just wait until that old sun starts doing his stuff. And I'm going to turn this house upside down until I find out what's been bothering
you.
Huh? Did you hear something?
I don't know. I thought I heard something inside. That horrible music,
it's here. An organ right in this room.
Oh, Lord, I haven't heard it coming from where.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I can't stand it, but I can't. Make them stop it.
Please,
organ playing, music.
Control
there's
yourself.
No one here. Can't
no,
you play?
Stop
it.
Stop
it. Stop
you
like wait. That.
There, there, he's up.
You're
coming, Mama. Yes,
silly
boy, yes. What is it?
That funny music. Where's it coming from, Mama? But, Mama.
It's all right, son. Nothing's going to harm us. Here. Come in. That's the boy. Your arms close around me.
Won't it ever stop?
Won't daylight ever come?
I wish we wasn't here.
It's getting darker.
Boy. It's all right. Just the dark before the dawn. You know.
Yes. It seems to be getting lighter.
And the music's dying away.
Yeah. Light. What a funny light. Anne, is there something wrong with my eyes?
No. I see it, too.
Do you? The wall over there. A light. Green, isn't it? Growing on it.
Oh, Chuck, I'm afraid.
We gotta get out of here quick.
Yes.
No, no, wait. That wall. The green light's gone through it. Beyond it. It's a room, Anna. A room.
Yes. Yes, I see it, too. Oh, look with Maddie and sisters.
Maddie, what are you afraid of?
Anne, there's someone sitting in that room. In the green light.
Yes.
It's a girl. See her so clearly. And yet, somehow it isn't real, is it?
Look at the way she's dressed. So strangely.
So clear. Yet it's more like a picture on the wall. Not deep. The flatness of a picture.
Chuck, look. There's a man coming into that horrible light.
By George. It's him.
What?
Don't you recognize him? The old caretaker.
Yes.
Yeah. But now he isn't so old.
Get me out of here.
No, 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 wait. You don't dare go. Not yet. Pictures on the wall. And yet not pictures.
He's going closer to her.
Yeah. I see it. God in heaven, he's talking. And yet he hasn't flesh. I know he hasn't.
Oh, it's you, Mr. Albertson.
She speaks, too. Picture's talking, is it? Am I nuts?
Yeah, Paula. I wanted to talk to you.
But you know, Mr. Albertson, Mother doesn't like to have me talk with you.
Because I'm a simple man, eh? A gardener. A servant.
Oh, Chuck, don't knock.
Whatever the reason, Mr. Elvis, you shouldn't come here when Mother's away. It isn't right.
Your mother.
Mr. Elvis.
Yeah, your mother. I've got nothing. So I'm not good enough, eh?
Please go.
Your father. He promised me. Before he died, he promised me in his will he'd give me money. Plenty money for all I did for him.
Well, I'm sorry he didn't leave it to you.
Your mother, though.
Don't blame her. It wasn't her fault. It wasn't in the will. How could she give it to you?
Your father, he promised me. Mr. Reynolds, he promised me.
They're the people that own this house.
And Mr. Hawkins said they've all been engaged for 20 years.
That's no use, Mr. Robinson. Talking about that again and again. Please go.
Oh, you drive me out too, eh? Oh,
please don't talk like that.
If I had money, the money your father promised me, you wouldn't tell me to go, would you? Maybe you would love me, huh? Marry me, eh?
Don't look at me like that. Don't love me.
That you could love me anyway, Paula Reynolds. I make you love me.
No.
Make you love me.
Leave me alone. Just you leave me alone.
You love me. I make you love me.
Don't go away.
You love me. You love me. No. I love you.
The light's fading out.
And they're going with it.
Oh, what have we seen, Chuck? What?
Wait. The light. Coming back.
Don't look, Billy boy. Here, darling. Put your head against Mother.
And look. He's killed her.
Oh, Chuck.
Standing over her. That horrible look on his face.
Chuck. Another woman's coming in.
The mother.
He's turning toward her. Chuck, he's going to kill her.
I can't move.
I want to scream. I can't. Do something, Chuck. He's killing her mother. Killing her.
What can I do? I'm rooted here. I can't move. Gone. The light goes. And they go with it.
But we saw him kill them both. Mother and daughter.
Billy. Billy didn't see it.
No. No, he buried his head against him so tightly. But Chuck.
What's the matter?
Billy's asleep.
Asleep?
Yes. So quietly against me. Well, it is as if someone out there didn't want him to see that horror. Only you and I. Well, it is as if someone out there didn't want him to see that horror. Only you and I. What was it that you saw? What?
Whatever it was, I'm getting out of here, quick. Give me the boy.
Wait.
What?
The old man. The one we just saw.
The one you just saw, what?
You killed him. How and why, I don't quite understand. We saw you kill the mother and daughter.
Oh. You know.
Was it real? What did we see?
Yes. I killed them both. Yes. I killed him. And why not? The one gave me no love. The old one. No money. He promised me. He promised me. But when he died, he gave me nothing. Yeah. Killed him. Yes. Yes. Killed him. With my own hands, I killed him.
Cut the police.
Yes. Yes.
No.
No police. There were no police then. There'll be no police now.
But murder?
Two women. They know. I know. And now,
You know, no one else will ever.
What do you mean?
You're here. He. Yeah. Nice, gentlemen. Now, you know why I didn't want you here. Now, you know why I must kill you.
That gun.
Yes, with the gun. Him, 20 years ago with my hand.
Well, you're crazy. You
with the gun.
I'm going to kill you.
And then it seemed to turn in my hand toward him as if someone.
I saw.
Billy, is he?
Oh. Still sleeping.
Sleeping? Through all that.
Blessed sleep.
What?
The organ that was playing. And the women. Two women sitting at the keyboard.
No, let's have them go any closer.
Oh, no.
Chuck, what is it?
No. No, I was wrong, Ann.
Wrong?
Not women. Not anymore. Two skeletons.
Oh.
In dresses.
No.
I understand everything now. He killed them 20 years ago. And then walled up their bodies in there with the organ.
But what we saw. The music. How could it?
And look.
It crumbled.
Bones into dust. Huh. He's dead. Now they can have peace.
Lights Out, written especially for radio by Arch Oboler, comes to you each Wednesday from our Chicago studio. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
You have been listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web. You can subscribe at no charge through Apple Podcasts, Podbean, or RSS. And we're now on YouTube. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you can join us again next week for another hour of entertainment from the golden age of radio. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying, so long for a while.